I'd like to call this special meeting for Thursday, June 26th to order. Roll call.
Commissioner Riley?
Here.
Commissioner Gabori?
Absent.
Commissioner Insero?
Here.
Commissioner Islin?
Here.
Commissioner Lodano? Commissioner Orama?
Here.
Councilmember Santana?
Here.
Commissioner Vizioli? Vice Chairman Miller?
Here.
Chairman Rivera?
Here.
We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So reading the public meeting notice.
Yeah.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, also known as the Sunshine Law, and JSA 10:4-6. Notice of the 2005 meeting schedule was sent to the Daily Record and published in the Daily Record on February 3rd, 2025. Annual meeting list was also posted on the Municipal Bulletin Board and Town Hall and the Town Global website and submitted to the Town Clerk. As a reminder, there is no smoking in the building. There are two exits in case of emergency. And this meeting is not streaming on Facebook Live. However, the audio will be posted in a timely manner to the website. I do want to note this was a special meeting that was also publicly noticed. And Council, Mr. Rush, do you have that notice with you so that we can put that in there?
The special notice, no.
Okay, but it was put in the newspaper. It was.
That yeah. So the emails for everyone that it was done, correct? Yes.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. So we have just new business here, the 2025 Housing Element and Fair Share Plan. So we're going to go over this plan that's been put together. And we have here, it says, in a resolution matter to amendment and update to the Town of Dover Master Plan concerning the Town's Dover's fourth round affordable housing obligations decided on June 26th, 2026, that's today. So let's move forward with that. Everyone got the plan in the email?
Yes.
Okay.
So basically the plan is what I've seen before, the statistics and everything, but now this includes the amount of affordable housing for each of the redevelopment areas.
I mean, so our planner, John McDonough, is going to go through the plan with us and go through and give us all the information that we need in order to vote on this resolution tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want me sworn in, Mr. Chair?
I think you've been sworn in, but...
Well, no, I was sworn in for this. Yeah.
Very good.
You swear from the testimony you should watch will be the truth and the truth?
Yes, I do.
State and explain it for the record, please.
Hi, everyone. John McDonough, MC, capital D-O-N-O-U-G-H, for planner.
Floor is yours.
Thank you. All right, what we're going to do, Mr. Chairman, is take a 300-page document. We're going to boil it down to one simple document for you. And I can certainly elaborate on any aspect of the plan, but the essence of the plan is that we're looking at your affordable housing obligation for the next 10 years, 2025 to 2035. Every town is doing this. Every town has to have a plan like this adopted by the end of the month, by June 30th. We've identified five sites that will meet your prospective need for the next 10 years, which is 113 units, 113 affordable units. We've identified five sites, five active redevelopment sites right around the train station that are ripe and prime for redevelopment. Perfect locations. I think Dover has such an advantage over other communities which are struggling to find appropriate locations for affordable housing. You have this great asset here with this transit hub and these empty parking lots that certainly serve as a blank sheet, if you will, a blank slate to accommodate these affordable housing units. So with your chair, with your permission, Mr. Chair, I'll pass these out.
Sure, please.
I'm going to work with A1. Not A1, I guess. This will call it probably P1, planners.
P1 will be planners exhibit, and it's fourth round of affordable housing regulations. It just came out last year, and we're reading the timetable of the obligation for the period from 2025 to 2035. As you all well know, the town of Dover has a substantial history of providing a fair share of affordable housing in the prior rounds. We're here as part of what they call Region 2, which is encompassed in Morris County, Essex County, Union County, and Warren County. And every municipality within Region 2 has a certain obligation towards that regional fair share. There are two components to a housing element and fair share plan. They're inherent to the name. The housing element, as your vice chair just said, is chock full of statistical information, which gives you a nice snapshot of an inventory of the housing stock here in the community. You'll see it's about 20 pages. It includes a bunch of tables in there with contents including information about existing housing stock, conditions of existing housing stock, household characteristics and projected housing stock, and population estimates over the next 10 years. The meat of the housing element and fair share plan is the fair share plan and how you plan to meet your affordable housing obligation, which has been established by the state, not by me, not by you, but by the state. So these are state-mandated 113 units over the next 10 years. The fair share plan that we've come up with, the 300 or so pages, addresses the town's regional share. You have a fourth round obligation of what we call a prospective need, which is new construction. That's where the 113 units come in. You have a present need, which is a rehabilitation of structures of 342. We'll tell you how we plan to get there on both the prospective and the present need. In terms of prospective need, we've given you this P1 handout that shades in yellow five sites, which again are active redevelopment sites centered around the Dover, proximate to the Dover train station. To address the prospective need obligation, these sites will deliver a total of 85 units, 85 actual physical units. On top of that, you're entitled to bonus credits for redeveloping around the train station and for redevelopment in general that will get you an additional 28 credits. That math hits us to that 113. And we've equally divided that among these five sites, which we think are prime for redevelopment. We know we have interested parties on all of these sites. So site number one, as you can see labeled here, is what we're calling the Bassett site. It's approximately 9.3 acres. It's adjacent to the river. It's characterized by, as you can see here, a sea of asphalt. The board has already determined that the site is designated as an area in need of redevelopment. The redevelopment plan that is included as part of the housing plan, the fair share plan, mandates 17 units from this particular site. And you'll hear me say that over and over with the five sites again. The redevelopment plan is going to come before the board, I'm going to say sometime over the summer, as we now have some specific information related to actual development here. But regardless of where we land with the details of that plan, that obligation, that 17-unit obligation, is there. So that goes towards your prospective need. We always look at, when we look at the sites for consideration for affordable housing, whether they meet the criteria in the regulations, which are fourfold. We find all of these sites meet them. Criteria of available, suitable, approvable, and developable. And we've given you a write-up in length in the housing plan that explains how all of those criteria are met. I think it's self-evident. It's parking lot. It's already disturbed. It's already developed. You're not clear-cutting raw land. This is repurposing of sites that are already developed. And we think putting affordable housing proximate to civic amenities, including your great downtown, train station, and of course that river amenity, which will evolve and develop as part of the future development of this tract. Second site is what we're calling Lot B, the familiar parking lot, New Jersey Transit. It is approximately 3.88 acres in area and is also characterized by a sea of asphalt. All of these sites have very similar characteristics. This board has found this is an area in need of redevelopment as well as part of a prior designation. We call out in the redevelopment plan appended to this housing element, 17 units here as well, just like the last site. The It's also meets the criteria for affordable housing sites in that it's available, it's developable, it's suitable, and it is approvable. Very similar over on lot number C, which is a smaller piece of land. It's just a little bit less than an acre uphill of lot B. Also designated an area in need and mandated to accommodate 17 affordable dwelling units there as well. Site number four takes us back over to adjacent to lot number two, which was that lot B parking lot. This is the New Jersey Transit Maintenance Yard, where we just had a phone call the other day with Transit. And the town is working very, very hard and very diligently to relocate this maintenance yard elsewhere so that the site does become available for inclusionary development. And we're looking at 17 units there as well. Lastly, number five, taking us over on the side of Bassett and West Blackwell, is the old Harry Laurie furniture site. It's a little more than an acre. Also designated as an area in need, and this is gaining momentum as well in terms of new development. 17 units there. So simple math, 17 times 5 is what gets us to the 85. With the credits that were allowed, which would be 25% of your total need, gets us to that 113. That gets us through the prospective need, and interestingly, we applied what we call a vacant land adjustment, similar to what you did in round number three. Vacant land adjustments are based on the available vacant land in your community, which I think you know, you don't have a lot. In round three, you drove it down to essentially zero or maybe one realistic development potential. That helps because then these become what we call unmet need sites, which have a lesser priority than what we call RDP sites. That would go towards vacant land since you don't have any. And in actuality, your unmet need sites don't necessarily have to be built by 2035. So there's a more relaxed standard there. I'm sure the town will certainly push to have these sites done, notwithstanding that obligation. But again, you have a lesser obligation than towns that do actually have some vacant land. Lastly, we look at your present need, and the town has money in its affordable housing trust fund that it has accumulated from developers over the years. You collected about $600,000 over the years. You spent about $500,000 to rehabilitate homes here in the community that would fall in the low income range. You now have a current balance in your housing trust fund of approximately $121,000. If we allocate approximately 350 units over the next 10 years that will need to be rehabbed, this plan commits $10,000 per unit, which is typical that we see in other housing plans, as a spending plan, obviously assuming the funds are there, to accommodate rehabilitation here in the community. That would come from additional monies from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund as you go forward, and also from a community development block grant that you get through NJ Small Cities Grants, which has equated to approximately $200,000 per year in the past. That gets us to, again, over the next 10 years, another $2 million on top of what you would accumulate with your Affordable Housing Trust Fund and the interest that you would accrue with that. So we think that there's adequate coverage there to get that $10,000 per unit to cover those 342. Obviously, if the funds don't come in, we would have to revisit that, but that is the spending plan that we put forth for the community here, which we think is realistic going ahead for the next 10 years. Also, we think it's a good plan. It's solid. It's real, which is really what affordable housing is supposed to be. We've seen a lot of these plans come in from some of the other, I'll say more suburban towns. There's a lot of voodoo math going on there where they're not really providing realistic opportunity for affordable housing. So I applaud the community here for looking into these sites. I think you're well situated to meet your obligation in the next 10 years. And adoption of this plan, which is really what we're asking you to do this evening, would accomplish that goal. There's a lot of details and backup in what we put in this 300-page document. I'm happy to answer them, but that's the core of what this housing plan does. forth is easy, but again, these are non-condemnation sites.
I have a question. The owners of some of these lots, like the Bassett Highway lot, that's owned by the whole Bassett Highway strip, are they in agreement with, you know, the fact that their lot's being designated for redevelopment?
The answer is yes. You want to take it, Alex?
Certainly. So there's already a deal on the table between Orange and the said developer.
Oh, okay.
So that's real. That's happening. I've seen the concept plan. We're writing that plan now. They're fully aware 17 units are there. So that plan for Bassett Highway is coming in front of you in this board, I'd say in the next no more than 6 to 8. You're going to see what this is. That's an award-winning plan. This plan for Bassett is beautiful. As far as Bassett, it's a big site, but it's privately owned. So we didn't want to overload that with, let's say, majority of the affordable housing. When we have parking lot B and C that's available, as well as that storage yard. And then, unfortunately, Harry Lurie, that redevelopment agreement that was in place with the 95 units, they're already in default on that. So we're going to have to revisit a whole new plan there. So 17 units, it didn't make sense to do lot H and lot F. They're just a lot smaller. These are the biggest sites we have in our downtown, and we really wanted to hold most of those affordable units on top of the train station. As from good planning sense, you have the ability to seek medical in other ways and travel and that kind of stuff on mass transit. Additionally, it kind of helps us leverage against New Jersey Transit to get that storage yard moving and out of the way. As McDonough said, that we had that meeting on Monday, and we told them 51 units are coming over here. So the deeds on the parking lots, the storage yard, let's wrap it up and get that out of there. So this is real. This is happening. I think the important takeaway for this is a draft plan. Fair Share, DCA, they're going to report back by August if they have any issues. And if there's no issues, by March of next year, these redevelopment plans or the land use ordinance would otherwise have to be voted on, which will come in the way of a redevelopment plan. Our redevelopment plan would have to be consistent with what Mr. McDonough sent to DCA, which it is. It's a housing project that would boast 17 units of affordable housing. So between the two of us, we don't think there's going to be an issue with this plan.
That's good. On top of that, and understanding affordable housing brings a lot of people and families. Of course, this board is not, talking about, taxes and school systems and all that, but it's affordable housing brings people. And with those things, I think those kind of things need to be addressed in the future, not by our board, obviously, because it's got to go to the top board first. But something to consider because, we're already desperate for schools.
Isn't that like a state mandate that whether we want it or not, it's got to happen?
Affordable housing has to happen.
Uh-huh.
We have to plan for that. And we do know in general, affordable housing units generally do tend to generate, a school-age population. That's a problem that every town is going to face. And I know we dealt with the school board last week. So certainly something that's going to have to be considered. This is something we can talk about, too, as we go forward with the redevelopment plans, the aspects of that. But the affordable component is a mandate.
But the fact that we have credits, right, those credits for where we're doing it, we're probably lucky, right, because it could have been a lot worse.
There are a lot of towns that don't have access to transit.
Yeah.
Don't have access to redevelopment.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Roxbury is, 898?
A lot of these towns have 1,000 units, and they have to build it on rural land.
So we only got 85, so we got to count our blessings.
You got to hit bar in the third round.
Uh-huh. So do you have any prior round obligations?
No, we filled them. Well, we had them.
Dover's always been good. Ask Bill about East Hanover, what their obligation is over there.
Well, fourth round is zero.
Fourth
round is zero, but we still, from the third round, I think we still owe about 600 units or so.
Okay, so that carries over. It's still a fourth round obligation.
And we just got notice from two builders for the second half of the Mondelez property and things like that. So.
And that's that's redevelopment.
Yeah, that's redevelopment. No, there's no real.
But they don't get credits for transit.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you're going to put that in.
No one does.
Yeah, but bringing back what Grafton was saying with the school, you have 85. These are affordable. But what is the total when we build all this? It's going to be more than 85 units. We're talking a couple hundred units, maybe 250, 300 units. So it's a burden. It's a burden on the school. It's a burden on the town.
Tax.
Tax. Water. Like I said, it's everything. It's
infrastructure. We have infrastructure for all that.
It's also potential
additional police. Don't forget additional police areas.
Mm-hmm.
The
town.
Fire.
The potential for businesses to do better with more people utilizing.
One of the things that we try to do is design projects. Well, first of all, let me just back up. Everything's going to have to come in for this board to be consistent with the master plan. So whatever those arbitrary numbers are, we're going to have a chance to discuss that. Mm-hmm. But for purposes of what we're talking about, yes, there's going to be a lot more units potentially coming online if the vote is there, if the plan is there. But one of the things I think that we're cognizant of is studio apartments, disposable income, young professionals, those that are going to use mass transit, those that are going to spend money at the shops. So they're technically units, but by virtue of design, it's not habitable for a family to grow and prosper. The downtown is supposed to be designed in that manner that it's not supposed to be impacting. Like a family neighborhood is more of a detached setting. Not to say you can't have that in the downtown, but I can assure you, and Mr. Dunn is here, none of these projects are going to boast four-bedroom, three-bedroom apartments. They're going to really mandate those studios and ones with a sprinkle of twos, because that's really what the developers want to see. That's a little bit more helpful to get that return on investment. But with that, we're confident that it's really only going to be a benefit by virtue of having that disposable income hit your town.
Plus, a lot of people are looking for a place where, they may have a car and they park underneath the building or whatever, but they want to walk to places. They want to have quality of life to be able to live in a place where they don't need a big house. Mm-hmm. They just need a place where they're comfortable. They can go down, get their coffee, go to restaurants. There's stores around where they can just do their thing, and it's a good quality of life.
You bring up a point with going back to parking. We have such an issue with parking in the town of Dover now.
They would have parking.
They would have parking.
All these will be
let me explain to you what happens if you don't approve this. On July 1st, you lose your immunity, which means you're subject to builder's remedies. Now these properties have been identified. I don't know if the town has received any letters of interest from any developers yet.
We have a lot of interest.
Yeah, so basically what happens then is builder's remedy means builder can sue the town, go take this into court, say, well, guess what? The town didn't submit a plan which is going to satisfy their obligations. So we want to help them. We want to build, and we want to help them. And the judge is going to turn to Dover and say, oh, wow, you don't want to comply with affordable housing regulations? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to appoint a special master who's going to help you comply. And that means that every meeting now, there'll be a special master here that basically determines what happens. This board basically loses control over any application for affordable housing at that point. And it might even get worse, where the special master would hear every application and might even force affordable housing into areas that aren't designated here. Their obligation would be, if you don't want to do it, well, we're forcing you to do it. Mm-hmm. So this plan at least gives you some control. No, like John said, no one likes it, and you're right. It's going to be a burden. You're not building 84 units. You're building hundreds of units mm-hmm. to satisfy the 84.
This is just a framework, but then we'll get the plans to be able to.
But the idea is that we have 10 years to get it in.
Yeah, I understand all that. The town of Dover owns the parking lots. That's what we own now. That's it, correct?
Yeah.
We don't own Harry Laurie's. We don't own the train station. I know the things are in plans. I know we need it, but I grew up on Blocker Street in Dover,
And I'm saying you have to do it.
Well, the state's telling us we have to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Commissioner, I just want to emphasize the idea for parking in some of these areas. There will be parking decks. When we lose Lot B and Lot C, we're going to have to put, and so that said developer, whoever's going to build here, is going to have to help us finance for the parking deck. Happening back there in Bassett, there's opportunities and there's conversations to put a parking deck back there as well, because one of the things we're having a problem with is developers want robust parking. how they market their unit without parking. Yeah. It stays vacant. But at the same time, the cost to build these parking decks, that's where the projects don't pencil out. So there's what we call a P3, public-private partnership, where the town is going to have to work with developers to help them get these parking decks in and get these projects manifested. But I can assure you, to some capacity, there will be parking decks in Dover. We're not just going to build housing and no parking decks.
Yeah.
And we're not oblivious to the fact that people own cars. But the quality of life down here with this population, they would walk to Table 42 for pizza. They would walk to the barbershop or subscribe to that.
And a question, how far after all this project is done does Dover start seeing the ratables, the fruitful from the ratables?
Well, that's a whole other conversation. We don't even know what those numbers look like yet. But the way I see it now, parking lot B is generating no ratables. The storage yard is zero to no ratables. Mm-hmm. And lot C, virtually no ratables. There's really nothing happening on Harry Laurie. And my argument here is the Bassett site is highly underutilized. When that project really does manifest there, what they pay in taxes today will look nothing like what taxes look like for that whole site built out. So financially for the town, I believe it's a win across the mm-hmm. board for generations.
Yeah, so we got to adopt this so that we meet the deadline, June 30th deadline. Because if we do nothing, we got problems.
You lose the unit. Then it probably wouldn't be long until a lawsuit was filed.
But this is just for them to look at it. If they have a problem, they'll let us know by August if I'm not
yeah,
correct.
Really, yeah, really, the process doesn't end here because this is just to get your plan in. We can now say, assuming it gets adopted. Mm-hmm. We've done that. We've met that. There's going to be a two-month window over the summer where if anybody wants to pick at this plan, they're going to pick at this plan, which may mean I'm back in front of you talking about some revisions. If mm-hmm. if a developer comes in and doesn't like it and feels his site should have been included or something along those lines. That's what's going to be happening in every town in the next 2 months. DCA, Fair Share Housing Center, which is an advocacy group for affordable housing, may see something in this plan that they don't like and then come back again. The point is, we've come up with a plan. It is a flexible plan. This is, I think it's solid, but it's something we can always amend along the way, so long as we don't lose that 85-unit obligation with the 28 bonus. Mm-hmm. It has to be a real plan, and I think we certainly are far ahead of many other towns with something that's realistic here.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the town of Dover.
We have to open up to the public first.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, we should open up to the public.
What is it? Yes, okay, does anybody have any more questions for Ms. Donna?
He explained it very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think she has her hand up. She wants to speak.
I'd like to open this portion to the public. Anyone in the public wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing no one, I'll close it. Open to accepting motions.
I'll make a motion that we accept the title.
I second it.
2025 Housing Element and Fair Share Plan. There you go.
That's quick.
And there's a second.
Yeah, I second it.
Do roll call or all in favor?
Roll call.
Roll call?
Yeah.
Commissioner Riley?
Yes.
Commissioner Dubori? Sorry, he's absent. Commissioner Nsera?
Yes.
Commissioner Islin?
Yes.
Commissioner Oran?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Miller?
Yes.
Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyone in the public wishing to speak on any other matter besides what we've talked about here today? Closing that portion. Thank you so much. Need a motion for adjournment.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No, let's stay a little bit longer.